Hello, Zimbabwe, and welcome to Life Talk Women's Roundtable. We're coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington, and I'm your host, Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. And today on the Women's Roundtable, we're discussing the role some women's organizations are playing in promoting other women and young girls. But first, let's take a look at what is happening here in the United States. In this close U.S. presidential race, the southern state of Georgia is one of the handful of states that may decide the outcome. VOA correspondent Scott Stearns reports on what the campaigns are doing in Georgia and how they hope to carry this key swing state.
Kamala Harris chose a bus trip through Georgia as her first post-Democratic convention campaigning, starting at a high school band practice where running mate Tim Walz talked about the joyful work of their campaign.
I'm grateful to be part of a team with a really great head coach here and your next president of the United States, Kamala Harris.
And Harris praised young Georgians' leadership.
Your generation, all that you guys stand for, everything you have at stake is what is going to propel our country into the next era of what we can do and what we can do.
Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump led Georgia political polls through much of this election cycle. But with Joe Biden out of the race, most now show Trump and Harris are tied. Trump running mate J.D. Vance was in Georgia last week.
We're going to do it together, but only if you get us across the finish line in Georgia. This is one of the most important states in the union.
Vance and Trump are campaigning largely on what they say are economic and immigration policy failures, both of which Trump told Georgia voters should be blamed on Harris.
With your vote, inflation will stop. The illegal aliens will be turned back. They're not coming in. We got to stop them. Did you see where she's now saying, oh, we had a very good border. Oh, great. They had the worst border in the history of the world.
Trump winning Republican votes in Georgia is complicated by his denunciation of the state's popular Republican governor, Brian Kemp, who won re-election 2 years ago despite a Trump-backed primary challenge. Earlier this month, Trump repeatedly blamed Kemp and Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger for his Georgia loss in 2020.
Raffensperger and Brian Kemp, your governor, who I got elected, by the way. If it wasn't for me, he would not be your governor. I think everybody knows that. He's a very disloyal person, isn't he? Very disloyal.
With Georgia polls tightening, Trump used his social media site last week to thank Kemp for all his help and support in Georgia. Kemp is set to co-host a Trump fundraiser in Atlanta Thursday. A Georgia grand jury indicted Trump and some of his allies last year over their attempts to illegally interfere with the state's 2020 election results. Trump attorneys this week again appealed for the dismissal of those charges in a case that will not go to trial before Election Day. Georgia's state election board Monday approved new rules that critics say could disrupt finalizing the state's November election results. Two board members voted against the change. The three board members who passed it were all hailed by name by Trump this month as, quote, pit bulls fighting for honesty, transparency, and victory. Scott Stearns, VOA News.
Thank you, Scott. In an interview with VOA, United Nations experts say terror groups in Africa are increasing their use of drones to carry out operations previously only possible to nation states. From Somalia to the Sahel, reporter Henry Wilkins looks at how this makes the work of African states fighting insurgencies even more difficult.
These drone images, which VOA has been unable to independently verify, purport to show Al-Shabaab's attack on an airport in Kenya in 2021. As well as the use of drones by the armed groups JNIM and ISWAP to coordinate attacks in Mali and Nigeria. According to UN experts, terror groups in Africa linked to Al-Qaeda and Islamic State are making increasing use of consumer drones to carry out operations.
Airborne capability, so allows them to have, you know, better view of the battle space and their operating environments. Also, provides them with a new way of being able to gather intelligence and in their way also to plan and coordinate attacks, you know, also sometimes with a higher degree of lethality and precision.
Experts point out that militaries fighting insurgencies and facing terrorist threats from the air for the first time are at a disadvantage. Karen Allen, a senior research advisor at the Institute for Security Studies, has written extensively on the subject of drone use by terror groups.
It conveys a significant psychological advantage to armed groups who in the past may have been at a disadvantage compared to regular armies. So it's leveled the playing field, if you like, between regular forces and irregular forces.
While it's unclear exactly how many incidences of drone use by terror groups there have been in Africa, instances have been recorded in Somalia, the Democratic Republic of Congo, Nigeria, and Mozambique. Figueiredo, there's the Central Sahel, has borne the brunt of the new trend, however, which has spread from IS and Al-Qaeda in Iraq and Syria to their affiliates in Africa. Allen adds that the use of drones by terror groups is difficult to stop because drones are easy to buy for civilian use on the internet.
I think there is a real difficulty in being able to stop the use of a technology which is a dual-use technology. I mean, think of a mobile phone. Mobile phone can be used most of the time to be able to communicate and have a completely benign purpose, but it can also be used to trigger a tripwire and to cause an idea to explode.
She adds that African nations need to invest in anti-drone systems. This may include tech that jams radio signals, disabling drones, and even anti-drone lasers. Henry Wilkins, VOA News.
And now back to our main topic on some projects Zimbabwean women are embarking on to empower others in their communities. Christian Fellowship International, CFI, a thriving Christian interdenominational consortium of churches and fellowships across the United States of Zimbabweans, kicks off their 2024 conference in Washington, D.C. tomorrow, Friday, and will run until Sunday. We'll bring you more on this later on in the show. Back home in Zimbabwe, some women in Mashonaland West Province have started a gardening project that is not only sustaining them and their families, but their local community as a whole. One of the project leaders, Winnie Mandishiza, says their program is unique in that they had no assistance from men within their community and is thriving. That there was Winnie Mandishiza in rural Mashonaland West. Please stay tuned as we take a short break. We'll be right back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming this discussion live on all our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We're also live on YouTube at VOA Zimbabwe. And to discuss this issue, we are joined via Skype by Grace Majengwa of the Christian Fellowship International and Eva Nice Munando of the Female Students Network Zimbabwe. Welcome to the program, ladies.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. And
I'll start
thank
off,
you very much, Navelat.
Thank you. I'll start off with you, Mrs. Mujengwa. You are here in Washington. What brings you here? We understand there is Zimbabweans that are going to be coming in from all over the United States. Why are you converging?
Yes, absolutely. I am here for the Christian Fellowship International Annual Conference. It is happening right here in D.C. As you can see behind me, I just arrived in my hotel room. We are at the Hyatt Regency Tysons Corner Center in Tysons, Virginia.
What kind of topics are you going to be discussing at this fellowship?
Well, our theme this year is Jesus at the Center of It All. So that is what is going to be driving the discussions, is how do we make sure that we are keeping Jesus at the center of our lives, at our, of our marriages, of our children, everything in our lives. So all of the speakers will be anchored on that particular Bible verse.
And are you having any visitors from Zimbabwe joining you?
Yes, we will have some visitors from Zimbabwe. In fact, one of our speakers, the Reverend Bertha Goeda, just arrived from Zimbabwe today.
Thank you very much. Please stay on the line. Tomboya kwamuri amai Eva Nice Munando mombotudzwa kuti imi mune zvirongwa zvizhinji zvamanga muri kuita tikuona muri kubatsira vana nyanya vana sikana vari kudzokera kuzvikoro nezvimwe zvakadaro mungatisana nguruwo kuti ndezvipi zvamuri kuita pari zvino.
Pari zvino inguva yakakosha chaizvo. Isangano redu reFemale Students Network we apo patiri kuenda kumacollege, macollege mazhinji nemauniversity. Vavhura zvikoro. Saka nguva ino yakatikoshera nekuti ndopatinosangana nevadzidzi vari kutanga kuya, vari kutanga kuya pachikoro, mafirst years. Saka tasangana nawo tinovadzidzisa nyaya yecollege life. Ndodiningira reprogramu yedu iyoyo. Kuti zvamauya pamainstitutions zvamabva kudzimba kwakasiyana-siyana, zvii zvamuchanotarisira kusangana nazvo pacollege pamauya kana pauniversity. Kuvapa chenjedzo yezvimwe zvematambudziko anowanikwa kazhinji kune vari kutanga. Tovabatsira kuti kana vachinge vasangana nematambudziko iwaya vangabatsirwa sei uye zvavangabatsirika sei. Saka ndivo zvirongwa zvatiri kutora iko zvino tichinangana nevadzidzi vari kutanga tichivabatsire kuti vapinde muchirongwa chekudzidza ichi vabatana nevamwe vachiziva kuti zvakamira sei uye vanoita sei ivo pachavo.
Inhunha dzipi dzamuri kuona vana sikana nyanya vari kusangana nadzo kumacollege uku?
Nhunha idzi dzakati wandei. Dzekutanga ndingati shiri dziri kupisa mazuva ano inyaya yesexual harassment, sexual abuse. Ndo nyaya yatiri kunyanya kufamba naye, nenyaya yekuti kana vachinge vasvika pachikoro honai vanenge vasina zvavari kuziva. Ende sexual abuse iyi inoitika nenzira dzakasiyana siyana. Saka tinenge tichivadzidzisa kuti kana ichinge yaitika, kana mukaona izvi zvoitika moziva kuti imhirizhongo yamunenge muchitosangana nayo. Saka sexual abuse iri kunetsa pakuti kune vamwe mastudents vanogara pakambasi, vamwe vanogara kudzimba, vamwe vanorenda padzimba dzakakomberedza muzvikoro zvavanenge vachidzidza izvi. Saka mhirizhonga inototangira kana pamba pavari kugara, kana vachigara vakasangana nevakomana, kana kuti ivo varidzi vedzimba vanogona kuti mhirizhonga vasikanavo. Vaakufamba vachienda kuzvikoro, mungave mumichovha, mungave mumitransport kana mabhazi avanoshandisa, mune mhirizhonga zvakare yesexual abuse iyoyo yebullying. Tabva ipapo vasvika pachikoro vanonosanganazve zvakare, nekuti vanenge pasangana vadzidzisi vanodzidzawo vechirume vanenge vasangana ipapo. Saka vana vanongosangana nemhirizhonga mazuva ose uye nguva dzose. Saka iyi nyaya yesexual harassment iri kunetsa pakuti vana vasikana ava vanenge vachiri kutanga, saka tiri kuvapa chenjedzo, havasati vaakuinzwisisa kuti inenge iri sexual harassment inofamba seiko. Saka iyo dambudziko iri tiri kufamba naro zvakanyanya zvakadzika kuitira kuti tivabatsire tifambe nawo kubva vachiri kutanga kudai kuti kana wosangana nazvo vaone mazano uyezve vafambe nesu tichivabatsira mudambudziko ravanenge vasangana navo. Saka rimwe dambudziko zveri kusangana nevana ava inyaya yekuti madzimba avo ari kushaya dzimba dzekugara dziya, kunyange vari pava vari kuwana maresident chaiwo epachikoro iyi ari kudhura zvisingaiti. Uya vari kuzolojava mari dzacho dziri kuwanda ende tikamiritarisa mamiriro akaita upfumi hwenyika yedu mazuva ano pari zvino hauna kumira zvakanaka. Saka vana ava vari kuremerwa nenyaya yekuti vabhadhare mari dzekuloja idzodzo vagozobhadhara rezi chaiyo chaiyo. Tikada kutarisa mucherechedzo imwe dzimwe dziri kuita ma600 to 800 US dollars muno muzimbabwe tiri kushandisa mazigi ende mari iyi haisi kuwanika nyore sezvatiri kufunga. Saka mamwe matambudziko ari atosangana nevana vatai tichitaura navo pavari kutanga kudzidza kuti zvinokwanisika sei izvozvo zvinhu zvakadaro fees iri kudiwa, chikafu chekudya chinodiwa, vana vasikaauda zvakawanda wanda zvekushandisa. Saka zvinobatika sei sezvo nyaya dzemari dziri kuti mitsei mazuva ano atakatarisana navo munyika yedu ine.
Aiwa, thank you so much. Back to you, Mrs. Manjengwa. As you go into your program, take us a little bit into, you talked about, you know, there are different sessions that you'll be having. Take us through some of these sessions that you'll be having.
Absolutely. So we have a lineup of about 15 speakers who are going to be preaching, starting with our keynote speaker, Dr. James Tingatinga. He's going to be one, like I said, one of 15 who will be sharing the word. So if you are coming, prepare to be inspired and blessed. We will also have early morning worship, similar to Rumuko that we have Kumusha. So it'll be praise and worship, lots of music, to inspire and bless you. We also have some young adults who are going to be presenting. One of the difficult things of, children being raised in America is being able to communicate with their parents about different things. And so these adults will be talking about some of those challenges as it relates to relationships, through dating, different things of that nature. We also have some workshops, because one of the things that CFI wants to do is to address the whole person, the spiritual, the mind and body as well. So workshops to help you with your finances, workshops to help you with dating, marriage, balancing and managing stress, as well as immigration.
That sounds very topical at the moment. Looking at America is going into elections, so that should be a very interesting topic right there. But coming back to women, what can women benefit from this conference?
Oh, yes, definitely. For women, it's really about understanding our space within the ecosystem of the world. It's really about how do we work together? How do we work in conjunction with the men in raising our families? Because what CFI is about is really bringing families together. And so being in that environment where everyone is together, how do the men build up the women and vice versa? So it's really about just the family unit.
Mm-hmm. And also talking about the young children, what can they benefit? And talking also about families, who needs to come out there? Is it open to everybody?
It is open to one and all. Everyone is welcome. Please go and register www.christianfellowshipinternational.org. Register for those who are in the area. You're welcome to come on a day-by-day basis. You don't have to even stay at the hotel. Just come on, come all. Definitely.
Thank you so much. Please stay on the line. I'll come back to you very soon. Ms. Munando Tombotsoka Kwamuri, we saw you participating in the SADC summit. What exactly was your participation there? Takaona manga mune zvimwe zvirongwa zvamanga muri kuita semadzimai kumusangano mukuru weSADC uchangobva kupera. Zvanga zviri zvei?
Okay, tingati SADC summit takakwanisawo kuita inonzi People Summit. Inoitwa pangati padivi ichigadzirira izvo zvitemo kana kuti zvinyuneto zvedu kana kuti zvishuwo zvatinoda kuzopa kumaheads of states. Saka taiwa nema thematic areas akasiyana siyana. Human rights, gender, women empowerment. Chakadaro wana peace, chakangodaro chakasiyana mathematic areas akasiyana. Saka wanhu vaingosangana pakasiyana siyana. Gore rino pakava nemusiyano zvakanyanya. Nekuti hatina kuita zvezvatinokuita makore ese kana kuti zvatinoita kudzimwe nyika kana taendawo. Tinowanzoti people's summit tinosangana panzvimbo imwe chete. But kuno kuZimbabwe takanga takaparadzana sekuti vanhu vaiva nemathematic areas vari kunzvimbo dzavo dzakasiyana siyana. Asi zvisungo zvedu zvese zvatakabvumirana zvakawanikwa nekuiswa pamwe chete zvikakwanisa kusumwa kuthe heads of state. Semadzimaiwo takaitawo zviito zvedu. Zvino vanga ingori nyaya yekuti madzimai toda kupindawo pazvigaro zvepamusoro kana kuti kupinda madecision making positions muleadership. Uyezve takatarisana nenyika yedu yeZimbabwe zvino yati ndiitawo kuti madzimai daiwa vapiwa mikana yakaenzana yakafanana nevarume panyaya dzematongerwo enyika, nyaya dzekuwana zviwanikwa zvemunyika. Saka tinoona kuti izwi redu rakanga rakaurungana takamira sesadiki nedzimwe nyika dzakauya. Vana Zambia vakauya kune dzimwe nyika dzakauya takaungana semadzimai emusadiki tikati isisu nyaya dzedu dzinongoda kunonofanana. Asi zvizhinji sei tida kuti remekedzo yemadzimai emusadiki inge ichiita prioritize itwe pamberi kuti madzimai nekuti ndiwo vanotungamirira zvekuti pane zveupfumi pakushanda. Asi tinoona kuti recognition yavo pamikana yakaenzana haiti kucherechedzwa. Saka zvimwe zvezvisungo zvakaendeswa kumberi kuti aiwa isu tinoda kuti nyaya dzemadzimai kana kuti madzimai akosheswe across the SADC level kubva paleadership kubva pane zvese zvinenge zvichiitika munyika even in the political arena. Zvakati madzimai anofanira kunge achipindawo achikwikwidzana navarume avo uye apiwe mukana yakaenzana. Uyezve nyaya yerunyararo ndeimwe yatakachema nezvayo kuti aiwa tinoda freedom nepeace zvichienderana kwete kuti isu madzimai imwe nguva kutaura kwedu kana tichitaura kana kuti even senyika kunowanikwa kuchidzivirirwa nenyaya yekuti tinenge tichitya zvimwe zvisungo zvinenge zvakati tsungo. Saka ndinoona sekuti mukana watakawana zvakanaka wekuti titaurewo nhunha dzedu tironge sesadhik semadzimai nevamwewo vakasiyana siyana tikaendesa kuvakuru venyika. Asi ndinoimba kuti nyaya idzodzo dzinenge dzakatambirika ikoko vachangosara kungozoona kuti zvichafambiswa here maringo nezvidokwadokwa zvemwoyo yedu. Ine ndakawana zvemwe mukana wekuti wekuatenda inonzi First Ladies Forum on Environment.
Batai makadaro. Ndimbotora kola then todzoka kwamuri. Alo kola vari kumusha kuZimbabwe makadii? Kola alo?
Alo makadii?
Aiwa tiripo makadii ikoko?
Hakuna tiri raiko.
Tiri kutaura nani muri kupi kola?
Natinokunamira ndiri kumasvingo.
Orait, kumashingo kokakamirawo sei nenyaya yatingati mabasa emadzimai muri kuvabatawo sei?
Aizvezvo hakuna mabasa uko. Tiri kutengesa bhizinesi munaricho.
Okay, saka zvinhu zvakati omei. Saka semaonero enyu, dai hurumende yanga yakateerera maiti chii? Taurai tinzwi. Oraiti, okay. Wokuti mabasa emaoko ngaawande. Ko mari yemazigi iri kuwanikwa here kwamuruku?
Yemazigi? Iri kuwanika patishomo.
Oraiti, izvo zvinhu zviri kutengeka here?
Oraiti,
wo munorima madomasi nemavheji? Oraiti, aiwa tafara kumbonzwawo kubva kumadzimai vari kumusha, tinotenda. Bye-bye. We're hearing there from one of our rural women. Now, I'm coming back to you, Ms. Munando. You were talking about, you said you were able to meet with the SADC First Ladies. Carry on before we go to our Skype guest.
Yeah, so the forum was meant to discuss the challenges that are implicated by the climate change across the SADC region.
So it was very interesting that we learned from other countries the impact of the climate change and how it is affecting women as well in terms of the challenges that it is causing. So they were first ladies from various countries, and they were also like kind of to say, how do you also take part in making sure and mitigating the climate change? And as a region, how can we collectively put our heads together and also do activities that will challenge the climate change and be able to respond and able to come up with mechanisms that will be put in place to respond to climate change. So it was a platform where even civil society organizations were privileged to attend, and also the private sector, where first ladies were sharing from the experience from their countries and also coming up with a collective agreement or a plan of action where we were going to, where they were going to go after this summit, and also to task each and every country to do likewise in terms of pledging to do something with regard to climate change and put up mechanisms that will also help every individual country.
Thank you so much. Over to you, Maima Njengwa. Sorry I made you wait for a little bit, but moving forward, have people already started arriving, or what's the status right now?
Right now, people are starting to show up, but it's mostly people who are so far part of the planning. But we expect more people to come in later on today and or very early tomorrow morning. One of the things I did want to mention, I mentioned earlier, we've got about 15 speakers. About half of those are women. And then also leading our young adults program is three amazing young women. So there's a lot of opportunity here where really CFI wants to make sure that everyone is brought along, women growing together as families.
Mm-hmm. If people want to know more and also to join you, where can they do that? Those that haven't registered yet.
Please, www.christianfellowshipinternational.org. All the information about the conference will be there on that site.
Thank you so much. And your last word as you invite people to come over.
My last word is, you don't want to miss it. Please come and join us. You will be blessed. I promise you, you will not regret it. There is so much that is waiting here for you in Tysons, Virginia.
And I also heard something that you said that interested me, that you're also inviting children, I think you said. Can you mention a little bit about that?
Yes, we've got a set of young adults who are going to be presenting. They will be talking about different topics that children normally don't feel comfortable talking to their parents about. And so they will be breaking that down. And this is really in hopes that we can all begin to have that dialogue. Because definitely being raised here, as I was raised in the U.S., is very different from being raised in Zimbabwe.
Thank you so much, Maima Njengwa. Over to you, Maimu Nondo, to just give us your final word. Where can people reach you if they want to see what your organization is doing?
Okay, then they can access us through our website, www.femalestudentsnetwork.org. That's our website.
Mm-hmm. Are you also on social media?
Yes, they can access us also through our Facebook page. It's called Female Students Network, and also LT.
Thank you.
It's no longer, it's a space.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much to my two guests there. That brings us to the end of our show. Signing off in Washington, I'm Marvelous Mhlanganya Huye.